Children might say, look at that old
hick.
What about people from the swamps?
What about them?
Would you call them anything special?
Coon ass.
Say it louder.
Coon ass.
Sand hills?
No.
Piney woods?
No.
From the red clay country?
Rednecks.
Okay. Would you think there'd be any particular term used by blacks for these people?
I guess, but I don't know what it is.
Do you know the term hoosiery?
Mm-mm.
Hoosiery? Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a minute.
What would you say before that?
I'm with you in just a minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody how
much further
is it to Jackson?
Is that
yeah. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say blank.
There it is.
Or like you're exclaiming and you're calling attention to.
Oh, look.
Okay. If you were a parent to a child, what would you say?
Look there.
Okay. If you were a senior workman to a junior workman, what would you say?
Look at that.
Okay. If you are reprimanding, what would you say?
Look at this.
If you want to know how many times you say, how blank do you go to town?
How much?
You agree with a friend when he says, well, go back to that. What else would you say? How blank do you go to town?
How many times do you go?
What else?
How often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
I'm not going to vote either. I'm not going to do it either.
You might say, blank am I.
So am I.
But you're not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but you'd say, I'm not going to go roller skating tonight. Are you?
Are you? No, I'm not.
But would you say, blank am I?
Are you?
No, blank am I. One word. One word. I'm not gonna go, are you?
No.
Not no, but it's a part of no.
No, neither am I.
Okay. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Your brow.
What else?
Forehead.
Okay. Going to the barber. You're going to the barber, you're a man, and you're going to have him cut your
beard
and
hair.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
In his head, behind his ear.
Which ear?
Right ear.
Or?
Left ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this part of the neck right here?
Your throat?
No. In a man, it goes up and down.
Epiglottis? I mean, your Adam's apple?
Have you ever heard a term old people use for this?
For this?
Your throat, in your throat. It starts with a G. Goozle.
Mm-mm, never heard.
Never heard goozle before.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Would you think goozle means just the Adam's apple or the whole throat?
I'd say the Adam's apple.
Okay.